Hi John, my name's Andy Rafter. I was on board the plane that night 25 years ago, and a bit like you, I suppose. You hardly believe it's 25 years in some respects. It does, honestly. I know it's a cliche, it does feel like yesterday, and I'm sure it's exactly the same for you. As I said, basically I was just a fan on the plane that night. I've been a Leeds United fan all my life and continue to be, and my two sons, they're also Leeds fans now. But strange circumstances how I got on the flight, really. It was a bit of a last minute job. A friend of mine had it booked, and he just rang me a couple of days before and said, there's a couple of spare spaces, do I want one to go down and fly down to watch Leeds against West Ham? Well, like I said, as a lifelong Leeds fan, it was too good a thing to turn down. So off we went and had a great time. Really enjoyed it, except for the result, of course. You'll probably remember Leeds lost 3-0, and then on the way back, that's when it all started, I suppose, isn't it? I mean, Carol said to sort of come on and talk and say what we'd gone on to achieve and things that had happened in those 25 years to us. But you know, it's not really. I'm not much of a talker, really. I don't, you know, I ain't got anything prolific to say other than you know, we did have a business that we just started a few months before this particular night, and we've continued to trade. I'm a greengrocer and florist. I've continued to trade for 25 years in a little place called Driffield. I don't think you'll have heard of that, but it's East Yorkshire. I've had a successful business, and things have gone well. My wife and I have worked in there, like I said, right from the beginning. We were actually awarded 2 years on the trot. We were awarded the best greengrocer in the UK. So I suppose that'd have to go down as some sort of achievement. But basically, John, I've just tried to be a good person. I've got a lovely family, and obviously not that night. Not only did you know, save all our lives, but you said the grief and the upset and the sadness that all the families would have suffered, you know, for all their lives. You know, your actions that night, as unconventional as they may have been, you know, I seem to remember something about that you didn't follow protocol, you followed your gut, and your gut was to get that plane down as quick as you could, and obviously that was the best decision you've ever made, I'm sure, because, you know, where every single one of us got off that plane, and unless you were there that night, you wouldn't appreciate just how much of a miracle that actually was, because there was a time during that few seconds, I don't know how long it lasted, that I just